the proposal we have before us here, if adopted as written now, would accomplish three things. It would clarify that muzzle-loading handguns are not prohibited for use in big game hunting, especially most notably during the muzzleloader season. It would establish a minimum standard of 50 caliber for use in muzzleloader hunting with a muzzleloading handgun, and would also clarify that hand-loaded ammunition is authorized for big game hunting in South Dakota. This proposal came about because of some questions we have from the public, questions from certain muzzleloading groups and individuals that wanted to use muzzleloading handguns during the muzzleloader season, and a consideration as to whether or not it was clear that our current regulations truly prohibited the use of muzzleloading handguns during the muzzleloading season. I was tasked by the senior administrative group to look into this issue, and my first order of business was to consider what other states were doing that bordered South Dakota, and without exception, all of them have laws that do allow muzzleloader handgun hunting with their muzzleloader seasons to some degree. There's quite a bit of variability between season structure and regulations. However, the takeaway there was that they do allow that. Once I started considering what we would change to specifically allow this, my approach was to do two things. Number one, keep things as simple as possible, of course, and to parallel existing regulations and South Dakota state law that is currently in place. Right now, there is a minimum standard in statute that requires muzzleloading rifles to be a minimum of 44 caliber. And my first approach here in looking into this was to maintain that standard. However, a problem came up in that if you look towards the bottom of the page there on that action sheet, you'll see that use of a 44 caliber in a muzzle-loading handgun, it's very difficult to maintain or to attain 500 foot-pounds of energy at the muzzle, which is a current requirement of all handguns in South Dakota when used for big game hunting. After working with several of the groups and individuals that brought this issue to us, it became pretty clear that a minimum of 50 caliber was going to be required in order to attain 500 foot-pounds of energy at the muzzle, which again is already in place. And so that is why I deviated from just maintaining it at 44 caliber. We really felt like we were going to set our hunters up for failure, and actually if we allowed muzzleloader handgun hunting with 44 caliber, they would just not be able to make that 500 foot-pounds of energy at the muzzle. It's not impossible, but it's pretty difficult. That chart at the bottom there is by no means scientific. It's just a typical finding of what you see when you compare the two in muzzleloading handguns. Another thing we wanted to do when we considered this was to eliminate the term factory rated and replace that with rated in the ammunition requirements that are currently in place. Factory rated suggests that this is manufactured ammunition and not hand-loaded ammunition. And of course, the hand-loaded ammunition is quite commonly used by our big game hunters in the state. So that's what we would ask to be considered to clean that up just a little bit. That's it in a nutshell. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner Peterson.
Commissioner Kathy Peterson. Currently, we don't use handguns in any of our other hunting, and you know, pheasant hunting or any big game hunting.
Handguns are allowed during the rifle season. Handguns are allowed with a minimum of 500 foot-pounds.
I didn't realize that. I've never seen
yes,
any of our
hunters. Peterson, yes, they are.
Seen yep. that. So, okay, so.
They have the same standard of 500 foot-pounds of energy at the muzzle, and we would need to maintain that if we went with a 50 caliber.
Sure.
But
the ability to kill and so on.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Has hand-loaded ever been an issue or have we ever?
It really has not. Yeah. There's really no reason to exclude hand-loaded ammunition as long as it meets the other standards that are currently in place. There's no reason, and that's more of a cleanup.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a motion? Russ? Seconded by Mary Ann. All in favor would say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? It's approved. Thank you.